a long night of partying, a weekend full of pizza and donuts, and the idea of adopting a quick cleansing diet to help hit the reset button is certainly tempting, but is it effective? Today, we're getting the skinny on detox diets. So detoxification is the process in which the body discards of unwanted, potentially dangerous toxins. Now, these toxins can either originate from the body via regular metabolism or come from the outside world via eating, drinking, or breathing. A person's ability to detoxify themselves really depends on his or her environment, diet, lifestyle, health status, and genetic factors, which then suggests that some of us may require a little more help than others. Now, the idea is if the amount of circulating toxins in your body exceeds your natural detoxing capacity, there is a potential risk of these contaminants being stored in your tissues and ultimately negatively affecting your overall health. Hence the rise and logic behind detox diets. Now, detox diets can vary. Some may dictate the removal of certain foods, others may outline an abnormally long fast, and some may even require you to only drink juices for an entire week. But the truth is, none of this is actually backed by solid scientific data, and the protocols are often promoted and unfortunately sold by uncredentialed individuals most of the time. Rather than putting yourself through a restrictive, miserable, and, I don't know, possibly dangerous diet, most dietitians would recommend a simpler detox protocol. Prioritize hydration, stick to whole fruits and vegetables for all of your micronutrients, eat some lean protein for all of your detox enzymes, and chow down on some fermented foods for cultivating a healthy gut. Otherwise, your incredible body can pretty much handle the rest. This has been the Nutrition Nerd. Hopefully you learned something new today, and I will catch you in the next one.